This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Our guest today is Preston Zacharias, commodity manager for CHS Hedging, talking about the value of diversifying your grain marketing plan. Preston, although we have some volatility in the markets, a weather market certainly, commodity markets overall have certainly been strong. What should farmers be thinking about when it comes to grain marketing right now?
Well, grain marketing is one of the pieces that puts the margin on your farming operation. I think you have to concern yourself with your overhead. That's sort of a longer term play with you and your banker and perhaps a ag consultant. Production is also one of the major pieces on what makes your margin. But I think overall marketing is one of the major features of what makes your farm profitable. And I think when you have prices this high, you really should be considering playing a little bit of defense if you know how big your crop is. You know, for instance, I'm sure a lot of the guys who have done their marketing already have some percentage of their crop sold. But, you know, as we get to a stage where we're beyond pollination for corn and, you know, wheat, there's actually some harvest going on already. You may have an idea of what the size of your crop is. And I think in a year like this with high price environment, you should be relatively well marketed now or in the next month. So, you know, if I was to use a rough number, I would say that anybody should be marketed between 50 and 70% right now. These are really good prices. And at these levels, almost everybody can make money, assuming they have the production.
Well, diversification is a standard risk management strategy. But how can we apply this? How can farmers diversify their marketing approach?
Well, I'll give you maybe a bit of a off-color comment on that first. And I think the most important way to diversify your marketing is have the ability to have some time on your hands. And one of the main functions of one of the main proponents of that would be if you own some bin space. When we look at what farmers' bottom line is, the best return on investment for capital expenditure is bins. And that gives you some diversification on when you have to be able to sell your crop. If you have no bin space and have to deliver at the same time as everybody else is forced to deliver, you find yourself at the mercy of the market at harvest, which is in general sort of the worst time that you can be marketing things. If you've got some bin space and you have, for instance, an inverted market in corn and a carry market in beans, then that's the market telling that you should hold the beans and sell the corn, or vice versa happens in some years. But having the bin space is a really good element in your diversification of your marketing. And so that's one of them. And I guess on the other hand, you can use HTAs and basis, but keep them separate. Sometimes the futures price is really good, but the basis is not necessarily all that good yet. In a condition like that, then you would use an HTA and, you know, perhaps defer your decision on the basis and see if the market can come to you, especially if it's at harvest time and at general seasonal lows for those types of things. So keeping your hedge to arrive and basis contracts separate is sometimes the right thing to do. If you've got a case right now where you've got old crop beans in the bin or old crop corn in the bin, the cash price and the HTA the cash price is probably your best option right now for anything old crop related. So keeping those two things open is a good thing. Using marketing services for guys who really don't like the marketing aspect of a farm is an option. You know, I find that farmers really do like the production side of the farm. They certainly like living on the farm and, you know, the land ownership and all of those things. But marketing can be distasteful to some. So using a marketing service is one way to diversify that part of your operation. And futures and options is not for everybody. You kind of have to have a bit of a risk tolerance for that element. There are some margin calls that show up with that. You can work around it if you don't like that necessarily, but you can work around them using OTCs. For instance, we have Compass contracts in CHS, and you know, those are one way that you can use some of the tools available through the market, but not necessarily have to deal with the margin calls that come with futures and options. So there are those things, and then there's also programs like Pro Advantage, which will, you know, for in our state, we take the bushels signed over from the farmer, and we do the marketing of those bushels throughout the year or half a year or 2 years, depending on the sign of the program. We'll use a we'll use our best efforts to try to manufacture the best price we can, and that will turn into a hedge to arrive at the end of the contract. And you know, that's one way to diversify your marketing program.
So CHS Pro Advantage can help them manage volatility then?
Yes, you could say that, because somebody else is managing that volatility for you. I do most of the trading for corn, beans, and wheat for the Pro Advantage program, and I can tell you I've earned my gray hairs with that. It's certainly not an easy game on any given year, and you know, having a professional using the tools of the market with no expense to you other than the initial sign up, I think is a good tool for farmers to use. And, you know, to add value to contracts, for instance, I'll be using things like selling straddles, which is something that most farmers are just not going to ever have the opportunity to do. And sometimes there's a lot of money lying on the table there, and we can raise the price and add value to the bushels through that program.
That's Preston Zacharias, commodity manager for CHS Hedging. Thanks for joining us around the table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.